Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Thank you so much, Gary, and happy Friday.
Back at you.
Glad to be here. Thank you so much. I'm Karen Michael, also known as the host of the Job Judge podcast, which I hope you'll check out on Spotify and Apple or wherever you get podcasts, on YouTube. And I'm in for John Reed, who is on his listeners' trip in Egypt. And you heard Gary talk about the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act that includes an obligation of employers to provide accommodations for employees for lots of reasons, including abortion. At the top of the hour, of 9 o'clock hour, we're going to actually have an EEOC commissioner, Andrea Lucas, to talk about that law. She's actually been critical, oddly enough, even though the EEOC has published the regulations on it, of that law. But turning our attention to the trial involving President Trump, I was reading this opinion from the State of New York Court of Appeals on the Harvey Weinstein opinion, where they reversed the decision from the court on convicting him. And I thought, wow, these are the same people prosecuting President Trump who completely screwed up that case. That case was not that complicated. These women were very credible. They didn't need all this propensity evidence, Me Too evidence, all this outside stuff. They overplayed their hand and they got caught. The appeals decision is exactly right, and it's infuriating because now these women are going to be re-victimized. That's the same prosecutors who are prosecuting, that's the same office prosecuting President Trump. So how much confidence do we have in that group of people? Joining us this morning is Hans von Spakovsky, who is an attorney and senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation, who's been following this trial and following the Supreme Court case as well involving immunity with President Trump. Good morning, Hans.
Well, thanks for having me. Hope John is off having a good time on his vacation.
Better than the last time when he took the listener's trip where they got snowed out for 3 days before they could fly out. So I think that they're off and running, which is definitely good news. So you're following this trial. It just, yes, it feels like this kangaroo court. I cannot, I'm a lawyer, but I'm not a criminal lawyer. I do employment law. But I can't process how they get from point A to point B to point Z. The line doesn't match of something that, I can't understand in my brain how this is a criminal case. Explain it to me.
That's because it's not. It's not, the problem is your brain. The problem is that this is a bogus prosecution brought along a totally nutty theory of the law. Because, look, they're prosecuting him for 34 counts of falsifying business records. And what's the falsification? Well, supposedly, he listed as legal expenses what they say he should have listed as a campaign-related expense, which was a settlement payment of $130,000 to Stormy Daniels. The whole problem with that is that settlement payment was not a campaign-related expense. And you don't take my opinion for this. Campaign-related expenses for federal campaigns, that's all governed by federal law. And the two federal agencies that enforce that law are, one, the U.S. Justice Department, which has criminal enforcement authority, and two, the Federal Election Commission, which has civil enforcement authority. I used to be a commissioner on the FEC, and both of those agencies looked at this settlement payment and said, this is not a campaign-related expense, therefore it didn't need to be reported, therefore there was no violation of federal law. And now what do you have? A state, a city, local prosecutor trying to claim that the feds were wrong and that he's actually got the ability to enforce federal law? I mean, that's just crazy that from the very start.
So the falsification of the business records, even if that was true, I mean, I do employment law. People are settling things all the time just to make them go away. He's a gazillionaire. He doesn't want this. Is just a
this is a
rounding error in his life. But it's a crime, I guess, to falsify your business records. But that's a misdemeanor, and that had the statute of limitations had run, as I understand it. So the only way that they can make it into what it is now, a criminal case, is if they say the falsification of records was due to an election violation, and therefore it's like a separate. That's what I can't get to. How those two are tied together to result in some opportunity for prosecution.
Well, what they're claiming is that the falsification of the business records was to hide a second crime. And that crime was the supposed violation of federal election campaign finance laws. And that's where this thing totally falls apart, because there was no second crime. And by the way, look, you were talking about the Harvey Weinstein case. That case is also relevant for another reason. And that's relevant to the testimony going on right now. Look, right now, as you know, they've brought in the CEO, chief executive of the National Enquirer, and he's been talking about all of these different stories that he bought, people making claims against Donald Trump, that he paid for their stories. In other words, he's bringing in the witnesses is talking about all these claims that have absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with this specific crime that Trump's been charged with. That's why this other case was overturned. If you look at the language there, they talk about the fact that the prosecutors brought in all of these other women making claims, but not a single one of them was included in the charges brought against him, and that was irrelevant, therefore, to the case.
Right. It was, and there's a specific New York case on that, Molyneux case, and they said that they violated that by bringing in the, quote, meat, the propensity evidence, which is what they're trying to show from Donald Trump. But it seemed like the witness yesterday helped President Trump, because he said he's been doing this since 1990s. So doesn't that help President Trump?
Right. Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And also, remember, this executive gave, Packer, gave testimony that he has done exactly the same work for many other celebrities, none of whom were running for office, which again shows that this was just a routine settlement, the kind that so many celebrities do. And also, look, you do employment law. I think you would probably agree with me. This was a nuisance settlement.
100%. In this context, yes. That kind of money for somebody like President Trump, this is nuisance. This is make this person go away. And it could also be to avoid embarrassment to his family, to his children. Right. I mean, there's so many reasons that people settle matters. And if this is what's going to happen when you settle a case, I mean, most the society would say settlements are actually much better than going through a whole litigation on things. I mean, they seem to favor settlements. So it seems to discourage us. The whole thing is just seems so far reaching when there are so many other people that need to be prosecuted that it's hard. No. And the other thing I don't understand is why it's taking so long, this case, till June. What case require, I mean, there's murder cases that take less time than through June, so that long. Why is this case lingering on so long?
Well, because I think, look, this was a political case from the very start. And remember, Alvin Bragg, the DA, he ran for office saying he was going to get Donald Trump. The prior DA, Cyrus Vance Jr., who was, you know, he's a liberal Democrat, he refused to bring this case because he obviously thought it was not a valid case. I think Alvin Bragg had deliberately delayed this case so that it would be going on in the middle of the presidential election year, in the middle of Donald Trump's run for the presidency. And by the way, others have said this, but it's absolutely true. Alvin Bragg and his prosecution, he was making the case for Donald Trump at the Supreme Court yesterday. Because several of the justices brought up the idea that if a president doesn't have immunity from criminal prosecution, he was going to be subject to prosecution by political DAs all over the country. And where was Donald Trump yesterday? Well, he wasn't before the Supreme Court because the judge wouldn't let him be out of the courtroom in this criminal prosecution in New York.
Well, you see both that case and the Letitia James case where there's no victim, and you realize that our systems can be weaponized. And I'm no fan of, I'm not a Donald Trump fan, honestly, but I can see as a citizen the weaponization of what's happening. Real quick, and we're talking to Hans von Spaskowski, attorney, senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation. What is your prediction in this immunity case with the Supreme Court?
I think I don't think it's going to be a unanimous decision, but I think what we're going to get from the majority is they're going to say the president has immunity from criminal prosecution for official acts,
right,
not personal acts. And the issue is going to be the test they come up with to draw the line between how you determine what was an official act and what was a personal act.
Right. And I would kind of argue that this thing with the money is probably a personal act if you wanted to draw the line on that. I mean, with the money, it's a personal act, but I don't think it's certainly not a crime. But it'll be interesting to see. I agree. It'll probably go down the normal division that we see in the Supreme Court. Well, we'll be following this trial in New York. I can't imagine how frustrating it must be for former President Trump to sit there day after day and listen to this nonsense. It must be incredibly frustrating and costing.
No, I agree. So, but I appreciate you having me on today.
Thank you so much. Hans von Spaskowski, senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Thank you for joining us this morning. Coming up on 7:46 here on this Friday morning. And I tell you, people better be paying attention to this. When we start to weaponize our systems and everybody's in on it, this is what can happen. And, you know, I'm not a personal fan of President Trump, the way he behaves, his actions, having these affairs is just, you know, that's what he did. But we got to call a spade a spade. I'm Karen Michael, in for John Reed. You're listening to News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.